Now tell me, what did you think of the man you saw? Anakin thought back to the amiable bounty hunter with the paralyzed legs. Not much, he said. I mean, I didn't get much of a feeling from him one way or another. I got no sense of the dark side. Or the living force, either, for that matter. Exactly, Obi-Wan said. I have been thinking the same. There are beings that Jedi call voids. At first sight, they seem to give off no real energy, rather like a hologram. But only beings with great power can project a simple blank to a Jedi. Sometimes a void can be much more dangerous than a being who pulses with the dark side of the Force. They are clever and focused enough to hide their dark side, and hide it so well, they can even hide it from Jedi for a time. I didn't think Jedi could be tricked that way, Anakin said. Jedi can be tricked, my young Padawan, Obi-Wan said. They can be wrong. They can make mistakes. Do not forget that. We try to minimize those things by following our feelings and connecting to the Force. Yet we are not infallible. Now, we must return to pick up Ren. Night is coming. Obi-Wan beckoned to Floria and Dane, and the two started up the landing ramp. Do you remember any details of Hunti Pereg? Obi-Wan asked them. What he looked like, or what he was wearing? He was wearing white, Floria said. I remember that. And he was tall. He wasn't very tall, Dane said, but his face was very strange. Strange in what way? Obi-Wan asked. Dane frowned. I can't remember. He had dark hair, Floria said. No, he had no hair at all, Dane said impatiently. Brother and sister moved to sit down, still arguing. Anakin fired the engines, and the cruiser rose from the spot. He used the repulsor lift engines for planetary travel and cruised down the mountain. He knew his master was troubled. He could sense it. He was tired of comparing his master-Padawan relationship with Obi-Wan and Qui-Gon's. He would always come up short. But was it fair for him to be angry at Obi-Wan because of that? Ahead lay the snowy plain where they had first seen Grand Omega. No one was there. How could he have gone? Dane asked, peering out the viewscreen. The paralyzing dart couldn't have worn off so quickly. Obi-Wan and Anakin did not answer. It was better that Dane and Floria still think that the man had been Hunti Pereg. Anakin slowed his speed and cruised over the plain. Within moments, he found what he was looking for. Below, they could see evidence that a small cruiser had landed. Melted snow and scorch marks showed where the craft had taken off. Please land here for a moment, Padawan, Obi-Wan said. I would like to examine the area. Anakin set the craft down on the snow. He activated the landing ramp and Obi-Wan hurried down it. Anakin stayed in the pilot seat, watching Obi-Wan explore the landing site. Once again, Anakin had been left behind. Chapter 16. Obi-Wan was disturbed. He felt queasy, almost dizzy. He searched through the snow, but he didn't know what he was looking for.
You don't know his power. It comes from the pyramid itself.
Obi-Wan had felt cold ever since hearing those words. The pyramid was a shape revered by the Sith. The queasy feeling grew stronger. He remembered it well. He had felt it in the presence of the Sith Holocron. On that mission, he had been disturbed by the Holocron's power. He had worried about Anakin's reaction to it. He did not want his Padawan to know what he suspected. As if guided by his own unease, Obi-Wan reached down through the snow and put his hand on a small object. He pulled it out of the snow. It was a small black case. He examined it, swallowing against the nausea that rose in his throat. There was no opening he could see, no seams. It simply appeared to be a cube. He unsheathed his lightsaber and carefully cut a small seam in the cube. The case broke open. A small pyramid was nestled in black shimmer silk. It blazed to life, and he saw it was a holoprojector. Unspeakable scenes flashed out at him, so quickly he could not absorb them. Murder, suffering, destruction. Obi-Wan shut the case. He wiped the sweat on his brow. No, His Padawan must not see this. Master? Anakin had left the ship. He stood uncertainly a few meters away. Did you find something? It's nothing. Obi-Wan tucked the case inside his cloak. We can take it back to the temple for examination. Come, Padawan. But Anakin did not move. I need to know what you found. Don't you think I can feel it too? He saw the sweat on Anakin's forehead, saw the slight tremor in his knees. He could dismiss him. He could say, "You do not need to know." Would Qui-Gon have told him? Perhaps not. His master revealed things in their own time. Anakin met his gaze boldly. He would not back down. Obi-Wan saw that clearly. He would not allow the moment to pass. He would grab onto it, extend it, bend it to his will. He would do anything to obtain what he wanted. "He is so different from me," Obi-Wan thought again, bemused. "If he is so different from you, why do you treat him as though he is a younger version of you? Why do you act as you think Qui-Gon would have acted with you as his Padawan?" The question startled him. What was especially surprising was that he did not hear Qui-Gon's voice asking it. He heard his own. Maybe it was time he stopped trying to be the master Qui-Gon was. It was time to claim the role for himself. "It is a Sith artifact," he told Anakin. His Padawan swallowed. "I thought so. The bounty hunter mentioned a pyramid before he died. He said that Granta Omega drew his power from it. If the Sith are involved, or a Sith cult, that would explain much. The ruthlessness and cunning of the attack, the use of bounty hunters, the specific targeting of Jedi. Do you think Granta Omega is a Sith?" "No," Obi-Wan said. "If he were, we would have known it. I think he is an ordinary being with a gift for concealment on a very deep level. He could have dealings with a Sith or with a Sith cult, but he himself is not a Dark Lord. I think he wanted us to find this case. He wants us to know exactly how dangerous he is and how far he is willing to go." Obi-Wan gazed down the mountain and took in the lowering sky. Clouds rumbled, and snow suddenly began to fall thick and fast. "We have a new enemy, Padawan." Chapter 17. Anakin put his hand on his lightsaber hilt. "I am ready, Master." Obi-Wan raised an eyebrow at him. "Ready for what?" "To go after Granta Omega." Anakin swallowed against the acid in his throat. The power of the Sith case was fading. He could face whatever Granta Omega would throw at them. "We're not going after Omega," Obi-Wan said. "He's long gone. We'd never be able to track him through the galaxy." "Never?" "One should not use absolute statements," Anakin said. One corner of his mouth twitched, a sure sign he was trying not to grin. "It would be extremely difficult then," Obi-Wan amended with a small smile. "And we have a wounded Jedi to see to. Have you forgotten that, Padawan?" "We could drop Ren at the temple and retrace our steps," Anakin said. "We can't just let Omega go." "That's exactly what we can do," Obi-Wan said firmly. "Do not chase trouble, Padawan. There are not many guarantees in the galaxy, but I guarantee you this. Trouble will find you." Anakin pressed his lips together. He did not agree with his master's decision. They had stumbled on a powerful evil. Was it right to let it slip through their fingers? It wasn't like Obi-Wan to turn away from danger. "Unless he fears, I cannot handle it." Another doubt. They were crowding his mind on this planet. Was this the true purpose of the training exercise? Obi-Wan knew how unnerved Anakin had been during their encounter with the holocron. Perhaps he was afraid that Anakin would not be able to fulfill another mission dealing with the Sith or Sith followers so soon. He had almost not told Anakin what he had found. Anakin had seen that. Even though they had not encountered a Sith since the mission to Naboo, Anakin had been rocked by the dark evil of the Sith just being near the Order's artifacts. "He is always trying to protect me. He does not trust me. What is the good of this exercise if Obi-Wan still doesn't have faith in me?" The thoughts crashed against his skull. Anakin tried to quiet them, to find the clarity of peace that Obi-Wan seemed to carry with him so easily, like a tool on his utility belt. Obi-Wan slid the case into his cloak. "We will bring this back to the temple and deposit it with the Sith holocron. That will keep it safe. Now, let us return to Coruscant." Ren was weakened, but already beginning to recover when they found him.